The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Welcome back to Home Field Advantage. This is one of our newest shows here on Tony Curry Radio. I am Tony Curry, and the good-looking lady to my left, who does just a fantastic job, Teresa Autry. She does wonderful work. By the way, I live out here in Russet Woods, and you told me that she goes, "Oh, you know all about Russet Woods." I said, "How do you know that?" And at the bottom there it says an Autry development. I was like, "Oh my gosh, yeah." So this is something that your family. So it's just crazy how we've known each other for a long period of time, but now I'm living in homes that your family actually started. Now we're doing a show together, which I think is totally cool.
Hey, that's the way God works.
Yeah, there you go. She's very easy to find. 294-4210, 294-4210, or teresa.expertrealty. That's expertrealty@gmail.com. All right, so you have had quite the incredible week. And I'm so happy for you because I know you've been doing this for nearly 30 years. You're in the top 1% of brokers across the country in what you do in buying, selling, renting, owning, all that stuff. But you have finally found somebody that has given you the keys to the best car on the lot, and they're going to let you stretch your legs a little bit. Tell everyone about what you just did this week. And I mean, it worked out great that we're doing a show because we're going to blow the doors off this thing. But tell me where you're at and what's going on.
Hey, okay. Well, this week I was made an offer that I just couldn't refuse because not only will they give me some creative edge over doing some things that I want to do, they also have the backing and the foundation of, you know, a very diverse portfolio background. So it's Expert Realty right in the heart of Hoover. Hello. Mm-hmm. And they also do residential. We're full service. We do residential. We do sales. Buyers. We also do renting. We do property management, commercial. And so this is where they've kind of going to let me stretch my legs a little bit and try some things in our market. I've been really studying the market the last 6 months, and we're looking forward to diversifying some more of the portfolios and edging up and down. You know, we've seen some adjustments this week in rental rates. I know we were been discussing it, but two major things happened this week. I actually saw rental rates drop about $50. And I know that's not a lot, but I mean, that's
the first time it's dropped in forever, though. That's good.
And then I noticed also that one of the other things was that the market dropped. The interest rate was at a 0.5% drop. So you're looking at it's actually starting to level out. And these prices today are really good and probably better than you're going to get for another hot minute, because you've seen we've been teetering for months now on this.
Okay, so the Feds come in and they take a 0.5% off. Of course, stock market goes crazy. That normally happens. That's great because that all is based off optimism. But there is a good shot that it will drop again, at least another 0.5% by the end of the year. At least that's what everyone's, all the talking heads are saying. So if I am a buyer, should I hold off for a little bit? Should I wait and see what's going to happen? And if that's the case, why would they say anything?
Well, the number one, we've had a very unusual year. You know, you and I discussed this on the inaugural show where we talked about never, ever an election since 1971. So we're now back to the fact, remember I told you it was probably going to be a push effect where the people pushed back so much it was a force happening. The next thing was that I think there may be one more push. I don't know that it'll be 0.5%. Listen, you're preaching to the choir. Nothing I would love to hear than, hey, we just dropped interest rates 0%.
Yeah.
But my thoughts are it might be 0.25 or 0.50. I don't think it's going to be above that, but I could be wrong, and I hope I am wrong. But as much as I study the market numbers, you know, I do understand. And that's another good thing about Expert Realty and some of the new stuff that I was brought on. I just found out that Atlanta, the biggest city right next to us, has 19,000 homes for rent.
Is that a lot?
That is a lot. However, the more astronomical number was that they actually were at 2% empty rate last year. So that tells you renters are still needing to find places to live.
And they're still paying too much, probably.
That's correct.
You said something, Teresa Autry joins us here, Home Field Advantage. We do this show every single week, info@tonycurryradio.net. And you're going to see me look down because I'm jotting down notes as quick as I possibly can because she throws me these wonderful answers and I got these great questions. I mean, it's unbelievable. info@tonycurryradio.net. You mentioned the fact this will be the first time we haven't had a rate change in election year. We just saw that. Good chance it'll happen again. Can you talk a little bit about what it means to have a rate change in an election year, first of all? And that certainly looks like, you know, obviously the president, the incumbent, wants that to happen because everyone wants to be happy when we get ready to vote for our next president, which is coming up here in 40
days. Well, yeah, 3.5 years for lower rates.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it took forever. And all of a sudden, in an election year, the rates go down. Now, it has coincided with inflation and job markets and everything else. But the other thing is it's happening right around the holidays. Well, we're about ready to drop $87 trillion. And it seems like every year we're spending a little bit more. And certainly with Black Friday, and now there's Amazon Thursday. And we start shopping for Christmas right after Halloween. Is that normal? Do we usually see rates fall in and around the holiday section? And how does that play out?
Absolutely. And for me, and I just know what I've experienced, this is the time when corporations are ending their fiscal year, you know, the October 1 to the September 30th. They're starting to do their end of the year meetings. They're starting to figure out if they're top heavy or not. They're starting to get ready to disperse, you know, end of the year bonuses and to figure out who's going to be coming back next year for their bonus and who won't be, you know, those sort of things. And so from that to the end of the year, that's when there'll be a big shift on the market. We're praying for inventory every day. We're praying. So when you ask earlier, is it going to make a difference? If you can get in a home now, you know, forget the 0.5% you're saving, find you somewhere to live.
Yeah.
And that little 5% will work itself out somewhere else.
Well, I will say this. And I'm out again at Russell Woods, and I think there's about four houses just on my street that are for sale. A year and a half, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, sometimes you wouldn't even see a for sale sign. It would be sold before the realtor even put the sign up. Now the signs are out in the front yard for a couple of 2, 3, 4, or 5 weeks. There's one across the street that's been on for sale for about 3 months. Is that just because people are still trying to get that hot pie? They're asking 4.5 for a house that's worth 300. Or maybe they're putting it up and they're like, if it doesn't sell, that's fine. If it does sell, we're making more money than we thought we were.
No, I think it's not either one of those, actually. I think it's more about the test market because the average DOM as of this morning, and it always slows down a little bit in the fall and in the winter, but this morning was the average independent on your area, okay? Because obviously, if you're a hot area, cheap price, then you're going to go really fast.
What does DOM stand for?
And that's days on market. Okay. And we're running at about 42 days. Some cities, it's still in the teens and 30s. And, you know, they always say you got one time to make that first impression.
Yeah.
So I always say price it right from the word go. Have it staged, have a professional photography done. And that's going to put you ahead of the game already by 20 or 30%. And then once you go from there, you catapult every opportunity into getting the highest and best offer for your property.
This show could not have come across at a better time because there is, you call it epidemic. We can call it an issue, problem. We don't have enough homes to buy in. Rent's too high. Mortgage rates are finally coming down a little bit. And we want to be at the ground level. We want to build this foundation of trust with you and Teresa Autry through the next process. If you're looking at buying a home like I am, and we're going to walk this through because I'm buying a place in a couple of years. I'm going to rent this place for another couple of years only because I just don't have time to go look for a place. I don't have the money. I don't have the credit report. I don't have any of that stuff. But I'm going to set it up. We're going to do the show and we're going to walk you through the entire process of me buying a house through Teresa. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be great. So I do want to get into something else. So before we get in, again, because you're now with Expert Realty, teresa.expertrealty@gmail.com, 294-4210. And again, you go to info@tonycurryradio.net, get all this information there. I do want to mention, because now you're with Expert and you're now with a company where you can really just stretch your legs and do whatever you want. You mentioned business environments and commercial environments. I was shown a place at the Galleria, at the office building, at the mall about 2 years ago. And it would have been perfect for my radio station. It would have been awesome. It was going to overlook the food court area. But I knew they were hurting because I knew that that building was pretty much empty. And a lot of that happened because of COVID. What are you seeing from commercial slash business situations now with buildings. A lot of people are saying we're going to have to tear down office buildings. There was no way they'd ever get full again. Everything above the 33rd floor is going to be empty for 10 years before people are going to start going back to work. Obviously, it's changed. A lot of people are like, no, we're not doing the stuff from home anymore. They're making people come back into the office. But are you seeing that? Is that coming back quicker than you thought? And how is that affecting your business? I know it's a lot of questions here, but...
That's okay. We'll take it bite by bite. On the one hand, right now, I did see an influx. And it's not just due to COVID. I don't want us to blame everything on that, because you do have more online shopping and online delivering services. So I know COVID took a big chunk out, but you're right. I want you back in the butt seat. Mm-hmm. I want to be able to see you. I need to look you in the eye and touch you, feel you, see you, to know, are you depressed? Are you putting your best foot forward today? Do you need a hug? Do you need some support? Or do you need a swift kick in the bum and, you know, move forward? You know, it's like things you can't tell in a text, a tone you can't tell. So in my opinion, I've seen a lot of big, because of different circumstances, I've seen a lot of abandonment of big churches.
Oh, wow.
Seen a lot of big abandonment of warehouses, because old Walmarts that closed down because they didn't have enough internet traffic or enough street traffic, or the crime rate was too high. You know, if you want your community to prosper, quit acting a fool. You know, quit doing the crime, and then these industries will stay.
I didn't even think about the church aspect of it. That's a great point. I mean, I know about the big box stores, and I imagine they're having to cut some pretty special deals, because you're talking about a lot of square footage there, but. So we have, because we got more churches here than probably any other state per square foot in any state. I mean, don't we? I mean, it's amazing. I mean, there's churches everywhere.
Get to heaven. It ain't Alabama's fault, right?
No, there's no doubt. So what happens to those places? They just stay put until they finally fill up. It just takes time. What's going on?
Well, sometimes it's a downshift in market. Now, I personally have had some great ideas about this. Sometimes other people think they're great and other people think they're not great, but I thought, why not fill them with the homeless people? Why not make it, you know, veteran safe, or why not fill these empty places with the people that actually need it?
And why won't they? Because there's no money attached to it?
I don't know. I mean, it's almost like they're against anything that might brighten someone's day and cure a soul, but I can't speak for them. And the other thing is, you know, you got to remember they are in the position they're in, and maybe some of them don't want help, and maybe the people don't want those liabilities. I mean, we're still America. It's still your rights to rent to whoever. But I just thought, I've seen so many nonprofits recently be allegedly thought to have been utilizing funds to do non-501(c) profit things with.
Very well put,
And then like at the gallery, I have a friend that has the 17th floor up there. He pays a hot penny for it, but he pays certainly a lot less than 1993.
Yeah.
You know, because it was the place to be in 93, you know. And but that just goes to show you what happens when you are not strict on things and crime becomes more rampant than you would like.
Yeah.
As long as it's an arm's distance away. It's just when it's in our back door, we get concerned.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, because you're right, because a lot of that does go hand in hand with crime. And I can remember like the Wildwood area, how hot that was when it first started, that off of Lakeshore Drive, and just, you know, and how it, a certain element moved in, and next thing you know, everyone was moving out. Now it's building back up again, which is great for that area of the city. When you're talking about these big buildings on it, and I wanted to think, and I don't know how often you look outside the state just to learn things, but like China right now, they've got so many office buildings. I mean, I saw something where they poured more concrete than the United States has since 1931, all put together. Something, I don't know, they're just pouring up, but they're building all these incredible high rise, these beautiful office buildings, but they're empty. What happens with those? I mean, you just have to wait till you can finally get someone there till it turns, because right now their economy sucks.
Well, what happens is, if you have what we've always talked about, it, holding power, standing power, which means, you know, you've got wealth to where you can go through the lean times, you know, trim your fat weekly. You don't have to do a big chunk at one time, you know, and it's the little bitty things. But I do keep, like, I try to do everything I can, including I go around places that's owned by people from different cultures and countries and see what they've done and redone and how they've decorated and redecorated. I keep up with stuff from all over the world. Dubai, when it exploded, I love some of their sailing ship yacht hotels. I love architect. I love the design work. I love the creativity flowing. And anything that's been around for 4,000 years, like the ruins, hell, you got my respect.
Yeah.
I'm gonna respect because I can't find a good towel person every now and then. You know what I mean?
So, yeah. It's pretty amazing. And I guess, you know, as we look at it and there's all these empty spaces and all these, different things going on, I was watching, and I know this is a couple weeks, from September 11th when we did a show, and I was sitting there watching those World Trade buildings. And I want to say there were roughly 50 to 60,000 people working in those two buildings every single day. And you're like, okay, where are these people? Where did they go to work? 23 years ago when that came down, and obviously because they didn't, I guess they built one other building in its place. But that was kind of crazy. Teresa.expertrealty@gmail.com. Teresa.expertrealty@gmail.com. Her number is 294-4210, 294-4210. She's Teresa. I've known her forever. She's fantastic. She's going to walk you through anything commercial, residential, rental, whatever there is. You brought up something, really interesting at the top of the show. You mentioned rentals came down $50. What is that based off of? Is that based off a set amount? And what does that say about the marketplace? Because I've never heard that. What does that say about the marketplace when rental amounts start coming down? What does that mean for a home buyer?
Well, and maybe I used the wrong terminology as far as coming down. What we're seeing is the adjustment. You know, before every fee in the world, it was an application fee, this fee, that fee. Well, now it's starting to be maybe not this fee, maybe not that fee, you know. And I should have said fee adjustment instead.
Okay.
But also there's more AI businesses out there and more technology software programs that can handle two or three tasks that used to have to be held by different things. And now it's like more centralized. And so therefore, sometimes when you're going out to deal with all this stuff, it goes in different directions and things.
We're going to get into Airbnbs. We're going to get into rentals. We're going to get into buying land. You know, they're not making any more of that, Teresa. They're not making any more land. I always heard that real estate is the way to go.
People looked at me like I was crazy.
You know, every time I see, it's funny because every time I'll be driving down the interstate, I'm on 459 and I'm coming back into town, and there's these huge tracts of land. Now, I've got my ex-brother-in-law was a real estate lawyer and did really, really well and would buy tracts of land for this grocery store chain called Schnucks up there. And what mm-hmm. he'd do is he'd say, this is a great place to put a Schnucks. And then if Schnucks didn't want that land, then he would buy that back from them. And then he would wait for the city to develop them, put them in traffic lights and sell it back to the city at a much higher rate than he bought it. So when I see these tracts of land, and I thought it was interesting. It's so funny because you just gave me that idea. And it's something I wanted to ask you. When you see these signs that say acreage for sale, and it could be anything from 42 acres to 4,000 acres, and the sign's been there for 20 years. What is that? What is that telling me? What is that supposed to mean? Is that someone that just put, like, I see the same acreage signs up since I moved here in 1988 as just your typical Joe who would love to have a tract of land next to a lake someday, but I know it's going to take time to make that happen. When you see that kind of stuff, what is that?
Well, in the past, and this is what I like about real estate, is it revolutionizes its own self as it evolves, is used to, they would put a tract of land up for sale and they would sit on it. Lord himself couldn't get them off that land, you know. And then it was the, everybody needs to negotiate. I'll price it high to get because I know I'm going to get a lowball offer. Then it was like, just price it where it needs to be and quit wasting time. That's mm-hmm. the one thing we know more of.
Yeah.
And what I think the way it is now is sometimes agents put the sign up, and I hope this is not the case and they forget to take it down, or something happens and someone passes and no one knows who to call to take it down. So I've seen those instances, but I also see people kind of like just getting calls off of signs, and that's not cool. Like if it's really not for sale, don't worry about it. You know?
Yeah. That is, it's not a good look when you see that same sign there for year after year after year, because you're like, obviously it's not worth anything. And sometimes you call those numbers. I've seen some things where I just was interested. I've done this with radio stations. I've done things that I certainly couldn't afford, but just wanted to see what I was going for, just to check the neighborhood around. And sometimes those phone numbers aren't even connected anymore. So you're kind of like,
since you're going to have information out there, at least have current information, like closed.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know, but
that's crazy. I did have a friend of mine that asked me about two different properties, and they're not in Hoover. So, but I want to ask you about them. Can I?
Well, sure.
He knows who you are, and he's like, man, that's going to be a great show. He goes, oh my gosh, you two do on a show, you could lose your license. I was like, this ain't the '90s anymore. This ain't the '90s, and there's not 45s hanging on the ceiling. We're going to be fine. Charisse and I actually have matured a little bit. But he mentioned two different properties. He wanted to know if you knew anything about them, just because they're landmarks. Okay.
Yeah.
Jitterbugs, the Holiday Inn right there in Homewood, has been empty for, gosh, I don't know, 10, 15 years. There's now a fence around it, and it appears that someone's doing something with it. And it does. I don't know if they're going to tear it down. The windows are broken out of it. And obviously that building holds a lot of memories for a lot of people. There were probably more children conceived in that parking lot than any other bar in the state of Alabama. Do you know anything about the Holiday Inn and Jitterbugs?
I could have done without the ending of that. Yeah. Actually, the new office is up the street. I'm on Warner Road. Okay. So kind of close to that. I can look into that for you and get back with you. Sometimes buildings like that get in the middle of a reno, and they run out of money, or the money has to be vetted, which means they've got to come out and inspect to get the next segment of money. And sometimes they get broken into. So it doesn't necessarily mean anything bad. It could just be that, you know, something happened.
Man, that used to be such a great piece of real estate right there. Because on the whole corner, you can see it from the interstate when you're getting off. And of course, you got the Jim and Nick's right across the street, and that area of town seems to be done pretty well. The other side of the street, I can't really speak volumes about that because I don't go over there. But the other one, and you're going to laugh again, and I can't believe it's for sale, but Wesley's Booby Trap is open. It is open. Someone called me the other day. It's like, let's buy it. And I heard they want like $4.25 for it. And I'm like, $400,000. And I thought it had burned down. I used to, I knew Wesley years and years and years ago when it was open. We used to go up there, and there's a green top barbecue place right across the street. Then we go to Wesley's and watch some one-legged, one-arm woman dance for a couple hours. And if you had ever been there, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But he wants to know what's going to happen to that property. And I think they had like a fire sale or something there. And there was like $1 million stashed away in that building at one point, the owner, Wesley, but do you know anything about that property?
Okay. My accountant, and this is going to be a shameless non plug for him.
Yeah.
Gaddy Cole is my accountant, and he's been my accountant since I was 14 years old. He is the best guy in the world. He keeps trying to retire, but I'm not letting that happen. So nonetheless, he's got a beautiful wife, Montrella, and they used to work over there. He did at the Cole Center, Center Point.
Yeah.
And we had a joke because I knew him from the 90s when he worked in Alabaster at the Jessup building and the big Vic Smith firm. And he grew with my career as I grew. And nonetheless, he would say, when real estate was lame, you got to head on over to Wesley's. And I was like,
hey, that place used to be that was a landmark. It was a place you had to go. I mean, it was the first night I came into town. I was with my Budweiser people. We went to Greentop Barbecue and we went to Wesley's. And I'm like, the first night I hadn't even taken the job yet. And I was like, okay. And I was like, wow. And of course my Budweiser guys love me for it. And I love them for taking me there. Cause I wanted to see, but I was like, that's a landmark.
Well, nonetheless, he did their books, I think.
Yeah. If you want to call it that. Yeah.
And he did like Birmingham Towins books and stuff like that, like Hooper Green and stuff like that. So he's been doing that for his whole career. But we would always joke about, you know, when I'd have a and then he said, oh, I will say, what do you think about buying this year? And he said, Wesley's booby traps. And I said, well, okay. And we would always just kind of joke back and forth. And because he loved that movie, Kingpin or yeah, something. And something in the movie, and I've not watched it, so forgive me if I don't know what I'm saying. Yeah. God protect me. This feels like it might be sinful. But he said, rent's due. And his birthday is the day before my son's birthday. So one day I took a cake to him saying rent's due. And it was just the biggest, most hilarious thing ever in the world. So, you know, it is what it is. But that's how he and I've always joked. So, of course, when it come on the market, I get a ding. And it's like 3 o'clock in the morning. Well, when else would it go on the market? Yeah. And I was like, Daddy, guess what came on the market? We can finally invest our lack of Social Security funds that we have.
Isn't that hilarious? And it's amazing because I didn't even realize, like, it's for sale. I didn't know if it's sitting there. I just thought it was abandoned. I didn't know because it's still there. You still drive by it and it looks like it.
I don't think bullet holes in the.
I don't even know if it's. Someone told me it was still open like that, but I've never seen a car in the parking lot, and not in the last. Because I used to work at a place called Sud's Lounge, which was about 20 miles north of that, across the Black Warrior River Road. I used to drive past Wesley's all the time. All right, finally, and then we'll get into next week here. She's Teresa Autry, by the way, expert realty in Hoover. 294-4210, 294-4210. Info at TonyCurryRadio.net. Huh?
Do not name this the Wesley Booby Trap video.
No. No, I won't tag you with anything like that. But there is another nightclub that recently shut down in downtown Birmingham that you know. And if you've lived here, you don't have to go there to know. But the Quest got shut down by the city. It's unfortunate. I mean, I put that place up with like the Nick. It was so nasty. It was cool to be seen at the Quest. I used to go there after I would work at the studio all night, and then everyone went to the Quest because it was a 24-hour club, and it closed down. What happens to a place like that? It's been open for 40 years.
Well,
I mean, it needs to be burnt to the ground. I mean,
I
want both, but I mean, what's your thoughts?
I would do a total renovation. There's just not enough bleach. And so I would just total reno and then just do something modern, sleek, maybe out of respect for those that went before them, that they could, you know, maybe do it a little bit better than the way it was done before.
It's going to be a lot of people looking for a place to go. Because, I mean, you walk in that place at 5:30, 6 o'clock and it'd be packed. And because I remember that Norm's were the two places where you could go, and the upper deck were the three places you could go 24 hours a day. And I was like, and a lot of people don't realize there were actually 24-hour places in town. So kind
well, of crazy. I'm sure that they will, because there's something, I don't think I can tell you that yet. There's another.
You got a taste place you want to tell me? It's about ready to go on sit in the market. Can you give me a hint?
A business,
okay.
Let's just say, that's a 24-hour business,
okay,
on First Avenue, that's in a sweet spot that may be going on the corner.
Oh, really, I know soon. Exactly what you're talking about. Well, we're not going to talk about that till next week. How about that?
Next week.
We'll save something next week. All right. That is a sweet spot, too. That, it really is. I mean, in more ways than one. Teresa Autry, you're awesome. 294-4210, area code 205, 294-4210. You can go to info at TonyCurryRadio.net, TonyCurryRadio.net for any information about her show. Look for the Home Field Advantage little thing there when you pull up your podcast. We're available on every major industry out there. There's not a podcast platform that we're not available on, so you're going to find it wherever you go. There will be some other Home Field Advantage shows, though, and they'll probably be football related. That we did that on purpose. But check out Home Field Advantage with Teresa Autry. Make sure you check that out. Teresa.expertrealty@gmail.com. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. I can't wait to talk to you next week. We may have to, you know, depending on what the Fed does and stuff, we may have to end up, you know, dipping into this thing like twice or three times a week because the market changes so doggone much. It's crazy. But I appreciate you, and congratulations on what you're doing. And I'm so happy and proud of you. And it's going to be great. Way to go.
Way to go. Thank you.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.